This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. And this is Focus on the Flathead. I'm your host, Ross Strouser, and our show is always sponsored by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. Archives available on KJJR.com for anytime listening. And in the studio today, a first-timer with Focus on the Flathead is Larry Stewart. He's the owner of a Bay and Spay Marina, Rexford, Montana, next to Eureka, Montana, Northwest Montana's premier full-service marina. Larry, welcome to the show.
Yeah, and thanks. Good to be here, Ross.
Thanks for stopping by and coming all the way from Eureka. And we're going to learn a lot, I hope, about Abeyance Bay. Beautiful place. You were just showing me the amazing photos. But before we do that, let's talk about yourself a little bit. Can you tell us about yourself?
I'm not allowed to say I'm a custom builder from Eureka. Hitchhiked into Eureka about 40 years ago and made a whirl at it working in the woods, then back to building when construction went crazy.
Wow. You hitchhiked into Eureka?
Yes, I did. I grew up on a work farm in Wisconsin and came here dirt poor.
And now look at you. You own a marina.
Well, yeah, and thanks to the bank.
Okay, so you have a family here as well?
I sure do. Got a son and a daughter. Son still works for me. Still a big active part of the marina. And daughter has worked for me, delivers babies in Missoula.
Oh, that's great. Well, this is going to be a cool interview, and I want to learn more about Abeyance for quite a while. I hear so many great things about it. I want to read just something for you, and it's off your own website. I'll read it for the public mainly. But a full-service marina offering boat storage, boat rental, boat repair, water fueling at the dock, full-service restaurant, a convenience store, event hosting, pavilion rental, and so much more. That's pretty cool. That's a lot up there at Abeyance.
That's a lot going on all at once, too. It's a busy place.
Yeah, it is.
And the food is exceptional.
Is it really?
It is. Only fine dining in Eureka, I would say.
Well, we can't wait to give it a try. Let's talk about the facility itself. On your website, you talk about using the natural resources right there when you came and you built this thing by using everything right there in that area.
Yeah, almost everything was created from raw material to finished product on site. All the rock was salvaged right in that area. We moved about 500,000 yards of dirt to create the marina itself. The stage for the concert series is actually built out of leftover telephone poles and power poles from the subdivision up top.
Well, it looks like a, what did they call it, a clamshell style?
Well, I call it clamshell with a snicker, but.
Now, where are you on the water? Is that right on the water?
It's the only facility right on Lake Coconusa on the entire lakeshore. So, yeah, it was set aside, actually designed and set aside before the dam was finished. And wasn't completed, and that's where the name Abeyance Bay came from, until 8 years ago when I picked up the pieces left over from Al Luciano and completed it.
Wow. So you named it yourself as well?
Yes, we did. It was out of a legal battle with the county that left us there.
So something good came out of something negative. A great name. I love the name.
That's a great way to look at it. I like that.
It's very memorable, Abeyance Bay. So let's talk about the facility itself. You got a lot going on. We just mentioned a list of it. You have a restaurant. Can you describe the restaurant for us a little bit?
Yeah, it's another one of the custom-built design places. We consider it fine dining, but you can come in the summer in your flip-flops and shorts, and we'll welcome that too. It's a beer and wine only, but a good selection of high-end wines and a good selection of craft beer, almost all local. That's kind of one of our themes that we've kept with local employment, local materials as much as we could, everything created right from the area.
Well, that's pretty cool. So how would you describe the menu itself?
You know, it's pretty much the steak seafood house kind of thing, specials every night, specials of the week, full service.
Did you have a say as to what was going on the menu?
When I don't like it, I tell them.
Do you ever say it goes into the specials?
Yeah, no, absolutely. We're all very, very involved. My wife was involved in the restaurant industry somewhat herself. So I think I was the only and first bartender when we first opened, because you have to be the state of Montana licensed. So yeah. I took the test. But it's a hands-on family complete project for sure.
Well, let's talk about the dock. I mean, you said the slips are full already. I mean, kind of fill up right away. That says something. That says you got a great facility there.
Yeah, there's over 200 in the water, 180 of them that we rent out. The rest are for parking and fuel and whatnot. There's a convenience store there, so a lot of people boat in, fuel up, run up, grab ice and beer, and back out. But yeah, the marina has been full for the last 5 years.
And how about parking? That's always an issue, and I know you wanted to talk about that, but it's an issue all over the Flathead Valley. But up there, what is it like?
Room is an issue. It's a tight spot at the marina area itself. So we crammed in all the parking we could. But if you come to a concert, if you don't, you're making a big mistake. It's one of the most beautiful music venues west of the Mississippi. But if you come fill up the car, it's free parking with four or more people in the car.
Okay, sounds good. Well, we're going to talk about that concert venue, and not only that, the lineup, because it sounds pretty darn incredible, and how you got into concerts, too, in our second half. You've been hearing the voice of the owner of Abeyance Bay. Of course, it is Larry Stewart. And Larry, we're going to be back in just a few minutes with part two of the show. So this is Focus on the Flathead, again, brought to you by our great sponsors, Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. This is News Talk 880 at 107.9 KJJR. We'll be right back.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hi, I saw your ad for a checking account that earns interest on my money.
Oh, yes, that's our plutonium account, and it requires $50,000 to open.
What? How am I supposed to grow my money when I can't even afford to open the account?
Introducing Kasasa, free checking, where even the smallest balance earns high yields, plus refunds on ATM fees nationwide. To find a Kasasa account near you, search K-A-S-A-S-A.
Kasasa, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Dr. Chad with Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, where a kid's smile grows big. As a father of three kids who grew up in the Flathead, I understand how each child can be different. We created a fun and relaxed atmosphere here at Glacier Grins and work hard to make sure each child has a positive experience. We are accepting new patients and have immediate openings available. We are located in Hunt Ranch Plaza between Walmart and Sportsman. Book your appointment online at glaciergrins.com or call 890-6055. We look forward to meeting you and becoming your dental home.
News Talk 880 at 107.9 FM, KJJR. Focus on the Flathead is back, part two of the show, and we've been talking to Larry Stewart. He's the owner of Abeyance Bay Marina and outside of Eureka, Montana. Beautiful place. Been learning all about it. Thanks for being here, Larry. We're into part two already.
Thanks, Ross.
So we're going to talk concerts here just a little bit because this has become a big deal for Northwest Montana. And the lineup, I got to say, is spectacular this year. You've got some great acts, and we're going to talk about it. You're at 290 Abeyance Bay Drive. I mean, how would you describe the location? To get to the location, just a quick description.
Head to Eureka North on 93 and take the only left out of Eureka that's not 93. That's Highway 37 on your way to Libby. You're about 7 miles to the biggest log arch gate you've probably ever seen.
You can't miss it.
No, there'll be balloons and a board and signs. So
we've talked about the full service marina. We get boat storage as well, so you can park a boat for the whole winter up there in storage, right?
That's correct.
All right. Not too many people have that. Boat storage around here is kind of thin sometimes.
A storage and period, the American way, you know, get more and store it.
So you have a boat repair shop as well.
That we do, yeah.
Can you describe that a little bit?
We really customize more in the winterizing and summerizing for people. It's not, we would like it not to be full service, nonstop, rebuilding engines and stuff, but we do it all.
And I think one of the most convenient things that I noticed on the list of your amenities up there, fueling at the dock.
Oh, that's a big one too. Yeah, and when you're out having a good day partying and some of those big boats that are surf boats and stuff, they're gobbling fuel. So they can boat in, fuel up, grab more beer, chow, ice, and hit the water.
And you don't have to carry cans down to the dock.
Yeah, there's parking right there.
Looks like you put together an amazing place. And so let's talk about the staff a little bit. You know, you got to have a pretty good sized staff to take care of things out there.
Oh, yeah. I'd say we get up into the 30s in the summer, you know, counting the restaurant, the marina, and everything included. And of course, the concert nights, it takes about 50 people to pull off a concert. So
wow.
That being said, it's almost all family staff, too. We're very much local, very much family oriented. A lot of kids running around. That's an important thing. Great staff. If it wasn't for them, it wouldn't be. For sure, the credit should go mostly to them.
Well, when you were creating this, you had this in your mind. You said, I wanted this to be just like...
Windham Hill of the West. Windham Hill is where a lot of people have recorded. In fact, George Winston, right out of the area here, has done some of his albums out of Windham Hill. And it's the blanket on the lawn, good bottle of wine, good food, an experience, not just a concert.
Yeah, and when we look again at your music venue there, you are literally on the water.
Yeah, you are looking at the Canadian Rockies sitting on a beach.
Let's talk about the concert series. Who's next?
Oh, Steve Earle, also back to songwriting. He's been 2 years in the works. We've started him, and COVID took us out the first year, and then last year it was scheduling as everybody tried to hit the road again. So it's going to be exciting to get him up there. We had a big light up on Facebook when we first got him, and finally we're going to get him there. So we're excited about
Remember Copperhead Road?
Oh, yeah. You have to. I'm sure everyone's waiting for it to be played.
Yeah, I hope he does like the 10-minute version of it.
Yeah. He's reformed his life a bunch in the last few years, and good for him. And I hope he puts on a show that's what he wants to do, too. I really want to promote artists, and a lot of people want to hear all the hits, but I'd like to hear what he's up to. So.
You're bringing some good old rock and roll to the scene, too. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, El King, which we had to move to August 13th. I don't know if I can call that straight rock and roll. El is definitely a twist of country. She's done had some super hits with Miranda Lambert, but Queensryche is absolutely as big hair band rock and roll as they come, and top of the charts in their day.
Yeah,
I've actually been getting hooked the last few months just listening to them, trying to get brushed up on what they're going to do.
They're spectacular.
I heard a show last weekend where an interview said he thinks it's still the greatest hidden treasure to hear a Queensryche show. And a big one on top of that is Red Clay Strays opening up for Nitty Gritty for us. They heard that we could get him as an opener, and they wanted to do a Nitty Gritty act. So check out Red Clay Strays online before you come. I'm going to say it's probably the secret of the summer up there in Eureka. Red Clay Strays opening for the Nitty Gritty band.
Cool. And we just have like a minute left, so tell us about the rest of the lineup.
Okay, we go from Queensryche to the number one band that I've wanted since I built the place, Blues Traveler. If you haven't seen Blues Traveler live, you've blown it. They are a must-see show. It doesn't matter what kind of music you like. I mean, they're not straight blues. They're not straight rock. They're all over the map. Popper is an incredible, incredible musician. The band behind him is phenomenal. We go from that to, as I said, Red Clay Strays and Nitty Gritty. Of course, El King is splitting that. And we end the summer the night before the Bull thing, which is a great thing to see in Eureka, Friday night with BCDC out of Nelson, Canada. And they are a riot.
Boy, I guess people love BCDC. Yeah, I'd like to see them.
I wasn't sure the first time, and I left grinning from ear to ear and looked at the crowd and realized we're going to try and make it an annual thing. Every year, Friday night before the Bull thing, come see BCDC.
Well, you've got a great lineup, and how do we get tickets to all of it? How do we find out more?
AbeyanceBay.com, and then the VIP tickets, you've got to call Abeyance Bay 297-0566, and there are VIP tables and lots of great food and beer and wine when you get there also. So come hungry and come ready for the show and pack into your vehicles, parking's tight.
Yeah, thank you so much, Larry, for coming. We sure appreciate your time and teaching us all about Abeyance Bay. This is pretty spectacular. You guys have a great summer. It sounds like you put together quite the summer for the entire public here in Northwest Montana.
Yeah, we'll hope so. And for the music junkies, if you haven't seen Abeyance Bay, you're blowing it. It's one of the finest venues west of the Mississippi.
Come and see him. That's Larry. And our show brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. It's Focus on the Flathead on News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR.